Recession New York was a confusing and chaotic era. In my early 20s then, somehow, I managed to piece together a living. There was always demand for people of exceptional intelligence like myself to perform some sort of menial labor. But one gig stood among the myriad of freelance endeavors I undertook because it required no labor. I was literally hired to sit in an office and look busy. The desk they gave me had a computer, but it wasn't plugged in. I would pretend to fritter away my time on an unpowered machine while I checked my phone or read from a book. After a few days of dithering, I had an itch to do something, anything productive. I wandered up and down the aisles of endless cubicles. The people I passed looked much like I did most of the day, eyes glued to the black computer screen with nothing on it. Every once in a while, a person who looked managerial would walk through the aisles. They wore loud, expensive-looking clothing. They smelled of luxury department store fragrance. When these figures of authority wafted by the cubicles, the conduct of my fellow spurious laborers would shift. They would pretend to work at an accelerated, almost frenzied pace. A woman made large pecking motions with her index finger, mocking the normal operation of a fax machine. A man pantomimed typing emails by moving his hands up and down over a keyboard like a marionette playing a piano. One of the supposed interns smashed the copy button on the copier over and over again, producing copies of nothing. A gaggle of gossipers in the kitchenette went from socializing to repeating the word business to each other, passing it off as productive conversation.
Business.
I asked myself, perhaps a little too late, who do I work for?
Listen to the full version of Look Busy on Beyond the Radio, an experimental radio show that transforms true stories into radio fiction.